This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, October 21st. Well, we had a strong day across the grain space yesterday, and wheat was certainly right up with the rest of the row crops. Minneapolis leading the way for the wheat space, up 15 and into a new contract high. Chicago next in line, up 13, and Kansas City was up 11. Soybeans were up 9, corn was up 9, with an outside day higher, and soybeans were up 17. So again, a nice strong day across the grain space. Some of the reasons why were demand certainly picking up for wheat, export demand. Algeria bought 60,000 tons of Russian wheat. So for the first time in several years, Russia has moved some of its wheat into Algeria. And Turkey bought 300,000 tons of wheat. So we're definitely seeing an uptick in world trade. We're also looking at continuing tightening of the balance sheet for major world exporters. It's expected that the Middle East production was lower than what USDA projected, so they will be importing more. And we still expect to see some reduction in the Canadian crop, and that would lower the exporter's supply. So the stocks to use ratio, which is already at an all-time low, continues to tighten if you look at some of the private estimates as far as where the supplies are and where the demand is coming from. For corn and soybeans, we're well into the latter half of harvest. Looks like it might be a bit of a slog from here on out with more rains coming for the eastern Midwest, which has already been struggling with too much moisture, a lot of downed corn. So they are having a difficult time moving through their harvest, and it looks like it's about to get even slower. That is helping to support the corn and soybean markets. And of course, you got La Nina bearing down on Argentina. That's going to create hot and dry conditions here over these next couple weeks, right as you're really getting into the growing season for corn and beans. And that is going to, start to take a toll in those crops. It'll help with the wheat harvest, but we're looking at the prospect of a pretty significant La Nina event having significant impact on corn and soybean production, not just in Argentina, but the southern region of Brazil. Now, Brazil's second season corn crop primarily is in that southern region, and that's usually where most of their exportable supplies come from. This past growing season for them, they had a sharp reduction in corn production, so their exports are down significantly. The question is La Nina going to stick around that long to affect the second season Brazil corn crop, which is basically next spring in our summer? And that's a long time for the La Nina event to stay around. But the bottom line is corn exports are primarily going to be coming from the United States and a little bit from Ukraine, but it's primarily the U.S. And if wheat supplies continue tight, feed grain demand is going to just continue to shift toward corn. And that leaves the doors open for U.S. production. So we're waiting to kind of really wrap up the harvest here, but for corn, before we see more notable upside. But I think the market is showing some pretty solid signs here of wanting to move higher. The 6 to 10 day forecast here in the United States is calling for much above normal temperatures across the entire middle of the country. And then, above normal temperatures as you expand out from that. But across the Midwest, we're looking for much above normal. It's just that in the East, we're also looking for more rain here in the short term. Hopefully in the western part we can dry out, get the harvest moving along, but some of these harvest delays I think are going to continue to support the corn space, and that in turn helps to support the wheat space. The night session is down a little bit in the grains across the board, so we are getting just a bit of a correction. Minneapolis wheat holding tough, basically unchanged. So we're getting somewhat of a correction, but Kansas City got back up to the contract highs, which had been a double top. So now, right now, we're looking at a triple top for wheat. I think we're going to take that out. I think we'll continue to move higher. That gives us some projections of significantly higher as we work our way into the winter. But things look pretty well entrenched as far as a bull market in wheat, and obviously especially spring wheat. I think we'll have our corrections, we'll have our periods of sluggishness, especially probably right in front of us as the southern hemisphere harvest kicks in, but we're still looking at an upward trajectory. I think well into, through the first quarter of next year, early May is still my ultimate time window for putting in a significant high. And that just depends if weather turns out to be normal. But I do think you're going to see a huge battle for acres next spring. And spring will be right in the middle of that. So I think that'll support the wheat complex. Plus, just generally tight supplies. And obviously, it depends what kind of weather we get in the southern and central plains next spring. But all of that is way down the road. For now, supplies are very tight for the major exporters. Again, stocks to use are at record lows. Demand is improving steadily. And I think that we will continue to see U.S. futures prices move higher along with world cash prices move higher, just in a steady uptrend through the winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.